Congratulations, you survived the April 8th, 2024 solar eclipse. Now, you do have some people who are upset because they were told that the world was going to end yesterday. Now, unfortunately, the message that yesterday was one giant ritual for organizations like CERN, like NASA, all got mixed up with this whole the world was going to come to an end apocalyptic scenario. Now, for those not looking for a apocalyptic scenario, for those not looking for complete and utter destruction, there actually was some bizarre things that did take place yesterday. Now, unfortunately, not all of us made it out alive on April 8th, 2024. If you don't know who Peter Higgs is, Peter Higgs is the individual who theorized the God particle, that the God particle exists. The same God particle that CERN was looking for with their Large Hadron Collider. Matter of fact, in 2012, that was the main reason why, or supposedly anyway, the main reason why they initiated the Large Hadron Collider was to find the supposed God particle. Peter Higgins is actually credited on CERN's website as the individual who theorized the God particle. He unfortunately passed away at the age of 94 yesterday. Now look, he is indeed 94. Old age and death go hand in hand. That's not anything crazy. But what a crazy coincidence that the man who theorized the God particle, the same God particle that CERN was looking for, and I do believe they found, passes away on the exact same day that they initiated their Large Hadron Collider during the total eclipse. Well, I know that some people want to state that, well, CERN, the Large Hadron Collider, it was activated in March. But as the CERN spokeslady stated, those were testing phases. What happened on April 8th was the actual activation of the Large Hadron Collider.
Collisions for data taking.
So we have already been doing test collisions, but it's the regular running that starts on April the 8th. It just happens to coincide with an astronomical event. So the timing is a pure coincidence.
Their most powerful particle accelerator to date. Now, was this a sacrifice or did he actually pass away of old age the same exact day that CERN initiated this Large Hadron Collider? Well, more than likely, he did pass away of old age, but can we really take it off the table that CERN practices sacrifices and rituals as they were shown doing previously on camera, where a CERN spokeswoman came out and said that their scientists were only performing a prank? It was all a prank, bro. CERN stated the reason why they were initiating the Large Hadron Collider was to look for something called dark matter. Now, they stated that dark matter has not been proven to exist, but for whatever reason, it does make up 26% of the known universe, and this is what they were looking for. We do know CERN has not finished as of yet. This is going through phases, with everything ending on April 22nd at an awake facility. So what did they find? Why is this called an awake facility? What will they awaken? We don't know. We don't know any information as of yet or what they found when they initiated this particle accelerator on April 8th. The ritual has not completed as of yet, and they are still very active over at CERN. Another thing that I do want to bring up is that I have noticed people in the comment section of my channel stating that ever since yesterday, they felt off, they felt weird, they felt depressed. And I stated that I kind of felt the same way as well. I felt a little depressed for no reason whatsoever. Well, come to find out, you and me were not the only one, as news are running articles about an eclipse sickness is causing weird feelings, headaches, insomnia, social media users are claiming. Social media users have reported feeling physically sick as Monday's solar eclipse hit the United States and believe the rare phenomenon is to blame for their strange symptoms. Some didn't even report feeling sick. Some felt like there was this dark cloud just all around them, like there was this darkness inside of them they could not explain. For many, witnessing the total eclipse is a beautiful experience. But for others, others in organizations like CERN, like NASA, like Fermilab, and among others, this is a day of dark occultic ritualism. Speaking of NASA, did anybody ever record or witness them firing off these three rockets? All we saw in the news outside of CERN, even more popular than CERN, was NASA firing off three rockets known as a PEP, also known as the Devil, at the solar eclipse under Project Serpent. But I have not seen anybody record any footage of these rockets, have you? We do know April 8th is a very big day for NASA. This is when Aleister Crowley spoke to his demon AWOS, the same Aleister Crowley who mentored Jack Parsons, the same Jack Parsons who founded the Jet Propulsion of NASA. Jack Parsons, whose mentor Aleister Crowley, states that AWOS authored the Book of Law on April 8th. So April 8th, this day of the total eclipse, whether you like it or not, whether you believe anything happened or not, is still surrounded with demonology, with demons. Now, there are people that are stating nothing happened yesterday. But I still state that it did. A ritual took place. You can't see it with your own eyes unless you're one of these bigwigs in NASA or CERN. But you will not be able to see it with your own eyes. But many of us definitely felt it. You may be saying, well, Minutes of Horror, I didn't see the total eclipse. I did not watch the total eclipse, but I still felt off. And like I said, I feel off myself. And even though I did not see the total eclipse myself where I'm located, I still saw this giant X in the sky. The same giant X that the 2024 solar eclipse and the 2017 solar eclipse creates once they crossed paths yesterday over a spot in Illinois known as Carbondale, otherwise known as Little Egypt. Where I live, I hardly get chemtrails, and I know this because I'm always looking up to see if I could spot anything unusual. Yesterday, I happened to spot something unusual. I happened to spot what's known to be chemtrails in the form of an X. Yesterday, many people reported seeing more chemtrails than usual in the skies. So much so, they were even blanketing the total eclipse where they could not see the total eclipse. Many people had blue skies where they were able to see the total eclipse, but other people, like I said, they saw chemtrails. Some in shapes, like in the form of an X. Some even said that they saw a pentagram. Did anybody really think demons and demon face syndrome was off the table? There is a reason why news out of nowhere, a condition that was known back in 2020, were reminding us that that condition existed. It's like when they were running all these stories about aliens. There was a reason behind that as well. People seeing aliens, aliens in a mall, aliens in a Brazilian hilltop, aliens in their backyard. Because we are going to get stories as we progress into 2024 and 2025 of people seeing actual demons, or what they believe are demons anyway. Another person even claimed that this feeling had thrown off her menstrual cycle and their period was now synced with the eclipse. Other social media users revealed they've been battling insomnia too. One user said, anyone else suffering from weird insomnia? No appetite and other weird stuff that can't be explained. Now, could these weird feelings, these dark feelings, these sick feelings be all a part of this ritual along with CERN, NASA's CERN looking for this dark energy, this dark matter, and everybody feeling dark and depressed? Yes, it very well could. But what exactly was being sprayed in the skies where people were noticing an abundance of? Well, come to find out, chemtrails are no longer a conspiracy theory as of last month. That is correct. Towards the end of last month, they were letting us know they were putting sprayers inside special planes. Releasing what? Well, chemicals. And they are not hiding it. They are releasing chemicals from these sprayers. Let's go to a site called airandspaceforces.com. Pentagon's only aerial spray unit tests its life-saving mission on new C-13OJ. Now listen to this. From fighting wildfires to landing on ice to hunting hurricanes, the C-130 transport plane has performed a wide range of missions outside its original purpose of ferrying troops and supplies into combat zones since it first flew in 1954. One of those missions is aerial spray, when a Hercules spritzes chemicals out the back that kill disease-carrying insects such as mosquitoes, prevent weeds from covering unexploded ordnance on testing ranges, and even to disperse oil spills. But did you get that part? When a Hercules spritzes chemicals out the back that kill disease-carrying insects such as mosquitoes. The 910th Airlift Wing, based at Youngstown Air Reserve Station, Ohio, is the Defense Department's only large area fixed wing aerial spray unit, and late month they took the mission into the future by testing their spray equipment on the new C-130J-30 Super Hercules, which is due to replace the wing's current workhorse, the H model of the C-130. You can see them here fixing these super large sprayers on these planes. Now look at this next photo. They are showing you the chemicals, the chemtrails, coming out of their plane equipped with this super sprayer. Now, do you also happen to believe whatever they're spraying out of these planes, these chemicals to target bugs, supposedly target bugs, has no effects on human health whatsoever, has no effects on the human condition whatsoever? This article ends with, "We've known H models for 20 plus years here," said Master Sergeant Ethan Sanchez, a spray qualified loadmaster with the 757th. "So us getting the J model here and verifying our aerial spray system worked on it, I think shines a light on our ability to adapt to a new airframe and bring our spray mission to the next level with that aircraft." So they admit they have been spraying chemicals in the skies for years, and now they have a more powerful way to complete their mission, to set out on their mission. I am just so surprised that you have people saying that nothing happened that day, because people are looking for destruction and chaos. They are looking for a way to say that us channels that are talking about the rituals, we are just spreading fear. So we can't talk about the rituals because the world didn't come to an end like we stated, even though we never stated the world was going to come to an end. Most of us realize the rituals for what they are. These chemtrails are also a part of the ritual. Get people sick, have people feeling things. Then eventually, as time progresses, have people seeing things. But in any case, thank you so much for watching. If you like this channel and you want to see more, please subscribe. If you're already subscribed, please like, as any engagement does help the channel grow. Once again, thank you so much for your support.